Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm gonna do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's about to be interesting in Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders was asked today about Dylan Gabriel starting. And instead of answering the question, Big O, how would you describe his actions?
He did like those dudes that are trapped in boxes. He mimed and pantomimed the words. Nothing came out of his mouth. He just mouthed it, but nothing. There was no sounds.
Hmm.
So you can't take his words out of context, I guess.
Correct.
If you don't hear him
so,
say
so
anything.
He's like, I don't know. Okay. Just do what I'm told.
No, not even that. It's just...
His okay. mouth is moving, but
mouth
nothing's,
is moving,
coming,
nothing's
out.
Coming out.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that in the case of Cleveland, and we said this a million times, it defies, I mean, again, I don't, so Morgan, there's a reason why they never won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It's a reason that, you know, Jim Brown or Bob Brian Sipe is the highlight and the highlight and the high watermark. But yeah, you go back and you wonder, you know, what the hell were they thinking? You could have one or the other. Why would you even bother with Dylan Gabriel? Again, it's been talked about. Now, if you do have how many voodoo dolls in Cleveland? Unfortunately, of that Dylan Gabriel, for guys who want to see Shedeur Sanders out there.
Well, look, he either goes out and balls out. They get the Vikings this weekend, right? Is that the right? I think it's Vikings overseas in London. And he balls out, Mike, and gives them a little bit of confidence. Or he struggles for four more games. And guess what? By week 9, it's Shedeur time. Because now you've gone through the pecking
you
order.
You finally got to the other quarterbacks.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you've given everybody a shot. And I'm just saying, by week 9, all right, that gives you 4 weeks. Now, if it happens before that, it just tells you that Gabriel was terrible. But they give him 4 weeks, and they go, all right, where are we at? And then it's Shedeur time, and then we'll see. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I was just going to ask, do you think, because they did say that Flacco is number 2 and Shedeur is still
come,
3.
Come
so
on,
does
come
that,
on.
I mean, do they leapfrog him?
Yes, they leapfrog him.
You know, I got to be honest. I said this to Carl yesterday, for guys who missed it. I'm so freaking sick of this conversation. I don't want to wish injury to anyone, but I just want to see him get on the freaking field with some starting players that are, you know, the number ones with Cleveland, you know, on a Sunday, and let's see if he can do it. Let's just see what he can do. You know, I mean, I know that he's been held to a higher standard for whatever reason. And I think a lot of it's done because of his father. And I think, yeah, I think they had some things to do all over again, Carl. They might have handled things more delicately in their interactions with NFL teams. Maybe not stepped on some toes or bruised egos. But it just drives you crazy because it's just like the guys after, like, you know, 10 years after Kaepernick played his last down. He can still play. No, that ship has sailed. But this one, I can't tell you if Shedeur Sanders can play in the NFL. I need to see it.
Yeah, and by the way, it may not happen there. I mean, some team may come and scoop him up, and he gets traded to a better situation, and all of a sudden, it may not happen there. But I'd like to see it. I'm with Mike. I'd like to see it happen, at least given an opportunity.
Just so we can settle the argument. But again, to be fair, you know, everyone gets who are true rookie quarterbacks get 2 years or a year and a half, you know, unless your owner pulls the string like they did with Bryce Young, they bring you back. But I mean, there's still a window where you're going to make mistakes. But he almost, he's got to, even when he gets a shot, he'd have to be letter perfect.
With the Falcons off this Sunday, we got a triple header for you coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It starts at 9:15 a.m. the Sunday morning game. Vikings taking on Browns, as we mentioned, in London. Then we get Cowboys-Jets, followed by Lions at the Bengals, all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. Three big NFL games all Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. While we're talking NFL, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, speaking of problems, does A.J. Brown want to be in Philly, Mike?
Would you?
Not if I'm getting not thrown to, which is the circumstances. This has become a thing.
Right.
You throw to him the week before, he kills, right? He goes off, has an amazing game. They win on a block kick. The next week, you get no balls, like hardly any targets. And now people are like, all right, has he checked out? Here's Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, talking about A.J. Brown.
Obviously, A.J. is very important to this football team. You know, I know he wants to contribute. I know he wants to contribute and do the things that he's capable of doing. Again, he wants to contribute into these wins. And he's had a couple games where he hasn't been able to for different reasons of why we haven't in these games. But I question nothing about his desire to play great football, his desire of being a good teammate, his desire to be here.
14 catches for 151 on 28 targets and one touchdown. Now, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, at some point, you know, I might go to Sirianni and his OC and go, you know, we're paying this guy $32 million a year. You know, I mean, it all works out under the cap. But, I mean, what's the point? You know, what do we bring this guy over from the Titans? Now, like, you won a Super Bowl with this guy. You know what he's capable of. But, you know, him, I don't think he, you know, you realize him flaking out, reading a book on the sideline. Well, he's got nothing better to do. He's not involved in the game plan.
Yeah, man, you can tell me he's important, but you don't throw him the ball like he is. And I get it. The Slim Reaper's on the other side. He gets his touches. But at the end of the day, A.J. Brown is that dude, and he's considered to be the number one, Mike. I don't know where this goes, but if you talk about derailing a season, this is one of those things that could play out that if you talk about the Eagles being the best team in the league, and they are, how does this go?
They've been down this road before, though. That's the thing. And like, there's the classic diva wide receiver. But you know, when you talk about, you know, the usage rate, it really is. It makes you scratch your head. Doesn't make a lot of sense. And remember, there was a year where they had the big meltdown, moved the coaching staff around, bring some new guys in. Last year, they win the Super Bowl. And they also went to the Super Bowl with this soap opera.
They did.
So here they are, but find themselves one of the two undefeated teams going into week 5 at 4-0, and they got another A.J. Brown soap opera.
Brock Purdy's toe still an issue. He is hopeful that he'll be able to go on Thursday night as they take on the Rams. That's 49ers and Rams. Purdy was talking about dealing with this injury.
You know, playing might, you know, lead to some soreness and stuff, so I sort of expected it, but, you know, with a quick turnaround, Thursday night game and everything, it's, you know, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, you know, get right and heal up and feel better, so. Just where we're at.
All right. I am not necessarily a big fan of Purdy. They're winning without him.
You hate Purdy.
I do. Mac Jones is going to step in if he can't go, but they've won a couple of games without him, so we'll see. That team's still banged up, but Mikey played last week through two interceptions. I think his quarterback rating was like 53. He wasn't great last week.
I guess they were stealing the offensive signals, too, along with the defensive signals on Jacksonville.
Tell me about it. What did Salah tell him? What did he say?
I will blanket end you. Yes. Whoa, 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 whoa. For those who didn't hear the show Monday, Liam Cohn apparently is really good at stealing signs. Now, there's ways to do it. You know, having people dedicated to trying to see what the other team's doing, watching tape. Patriots apparently went above and beyond back in the day at Spygate. But Robert Saleh apparently had a mean on with him and tried to say, no, I was giving him credit. Well, it sounded like an insult. And then Liam Cohen says, get your name out of my mouth. Here we go, Will Smith 2.0. And that's when Saleh apparently says, y'all blankety blank, I'll blanket end you. And then some of the players are like, my name is Paul, and that's between y'all.
Robert Saleh did walk back the Jaguars' sign-stealing comments. Uh-huh. He says, quote, in my heart, I genuinely was just trying to give him a compliment. I own the fact that I probably used the wrong choice words.
Uh-huh.
So he's walking that back a little bit.
He runs hot.
He does.
You know, I think Aaron Glenn's
how does I will end you come off the wrong way? Like, you say that means a certain thing.
Well, I think he got embarrassed by what Liam did.
So you can't make that sound nice.
With everybody on the field, right? But it's not a private moment. It's not like he said, yo, come over here, and they were whispering in each other's ears.
Well, so. Robin Williams used it in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, he did. That's
true. Trying to convey a message. I don't make jokes about his late wife.
I will end you. That's true.
Yeah. But different context. Lamar Jackson not practicing again today, Carl, with the Ravens.
Deal. Mike, look, what's your level of concern with the Ravens? This was a team that many people had going to Super Bowl, and maybe they still do. But you just lost Metabuke. They have injuries right now that are hurting them. And then now you're talking about their quarterback potentially not being a full 100%.
Right.
I don't know, Mike. And the defense looks bad.
Missing your window. I mean, ain't this the same conversation we've had about Buffalo every other year? But, you know, Kansas City's on the mountaintop. When do the Ravens and the Bills finally knock him off the perch? But the Ravens always cough it up. And Lamar wasn't just Mark Andrews. Lamar had some turnovers in that game. But, yeah, this now you say, whoa, now you're not going to be a lost season because they've got enough talent. And you still got the MVP that you can, you know, you can turn it around. But right now, Todd Monken, he doesn't trust Derrick Henry. So all of a sudden, you know, your big run game, you're not even using him in short yardage when he's the ultimate guy for the job.
He's got a fumbling problem. That's right. Why. Hey, man, let me hear Cam Ward. If you missed this, the Titans are terrible, too. They are 0-4. They're not going anywhere. Rumblings now about changes already with the Titans. Their head coach is named Brian Callahan. He took himself out of the play-calling duties. Mike, look, it's hard for me to judge Cam Ward because the organization is where it is.
Right.
I don't know if he's that good. He had like one moment where he threw across his body in week one and everybody went, whoa, yeah. And they scored a touchdown. Everything else since then has been a joke. Here's Cam Ward talking about how bad the Titans are.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass. So we 0-4. We have, this one, we got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games.
Oh, hey, hey.
We've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in, especially myself on the offensive line. From the defensive line, from the special teams, to all three faces, we have to play together. We have not played together this year yet. And that's just something that, you know, we want to preach about it every day. Every day we got to do better. And we're doing that, but it has to show up on Sundays. It hasn't showed up yet, but it got to show up next week.
Okay.
Carl, bro, what's your record leader. Real quick?
What's that, bro?
What's your record real quick?
What, I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ass.
Oh, okay, really? That's where we're going?
Well, I mean,
that's what you're talking about?
Until you turn this around, that could be your intro for the pick segment on Friday. Day-Day?
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ass.
Okay. All right, fine. You guys keep making fun if you want to.
What is he, 3-12?
Mike, it's the record's
not important.
Mike, the record's not important.
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ass.
Day-Day, what's the number?
2-15. 2-13.
2-13. Got equal 15.
Right now, we ass.
5 weeks of picks.
I get the point. I get the point. Friday's coming soon enough, and we will get new picks in.
I feel bad about being 7-8, but 2-15.
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ask.
Oren, okay. I get the 2-13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry.
Mike, do you have to keep repeating the numbers?
Are you already researching your games?
You betcha. You damn right I am.
May I offer you some American Football Conference, whatever that thing is called?
No, I don't want any advice from either one of you.
You may have to go to a game that's only available on ESPN+.
Don't call it a comeback when this guy comes roaring back in the standings.
We're keeping a book right now.
All right,
please,
Oren.
Again, there's kids in the car, please.
That was Cam. Not Cam Newton, Cam Ward, talking about how bad the Titans are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.